Everybody's putting up pictures of flames and talking about their brackets after the Michigan State loss.
Oh, Edzo. Do you see this Michigan State lost? Which it basically now means about 1% of the brackets that were filled out for March Madness are still in effect, less than 1%.
Well, let me just say this. First off, good afternoon, Rowan, Anna. Hope
good
you guys
afternoon.
Are doing well. There might be 50% of the television booth missing tonight because my partner, the great Pat Foley, is an alum of Michigan State, and you know he might just be locked in his room here in Winnipeg until maybe until post game. So
that is
he's not going to be overly thrilled today. I'll guarantee you that. So I'm going to have to bring him. I'm going to have my wife wire some chocolate chip cookies from Chicago, maybe to ease the pain a little bit.
Seriously, it's like March sadness all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. It really is. It is. It's crazy because, you know, Michigan State, like all Big Ten teams, Michigan State has an incredibly devoted, loyal, national alumni corps, and they have to just be stunned. Middle Tennessee State, it's one of the biggest upsets. There was 16.5 favorites over Middle Tennessee State, and they lost. Wow! Mm-hmm. But that's why
you play the games, and that's why we love the entertainment, whether it's college basketball or it's Blackhawk hockey tonight here in Winnipeg. Doesn't matter what's going on. You got to go out and you got to perform. You got to execute and. Should be a lot of fun watching the rest of the NCAA tournament and looking forward to tonight's game.
So is Coach Q going to be keeping that line intact of Kane and Taze on the front line?
It looks that way. I traveled in this morning, so I did not see the line combinations this morning. But I thought that line had some good looks, the Kane-Taves-Fleischmann line. I actually like the way that Thomas Fleischmann has played here. I think he's given the Hawks some good speed and some good jump and right now, look, I mean, it's been a tough battle right now the last little while, and the Blackhawks have to find a way to – it's small steps right now. It's about winning, it's about winning the first period. It's about, winning shift to shift. And, yeah, the ultimate goal is to get some points here. And, look, the reality is they want to win the division. But don't look now, but the Nashville Predators are only 3 points behind you for third place in the Central Division. And – you know, you don't finish in a top three in your division. You're going out west and looking in the first round, and you're playing the LA Kings, the Anaheim Ducks, or the San Jose Sharks in the first round. So, I mean, you got to get going here quickly because these points are at a premium right
now. They always mean something. And, you know, every game, that's why they say from the first time the puck drops in October, it means something. All right, let's talk about goalie right now, though, because Corey Crawford did not make the trip to Winnipeg. Right. A lot of people are making a lot of that, but this is a very quick turnaround for them. They're going to Winnipeg and then come back around. They've got, home. They're home on Sunday night. They're on, was it Monday? No, Sunday. They're home Sunday, and then they're home again next week. So do we know how serious this is? Are they talking about long-term?
No idea. I just know that, hey, look, at the end of the day, regardless of what it is, Scott Darling's been asked to do a job here and be the guy for tonight, and that's all it is. You know, it's been a while since Scott Darling has played back-to-back games, and it's going to be a big opportunity for him and for Corey Crawford, whatever it might be. You got to dress and you got to play whoever's available. So I wouldn't read into anything other than what Coach Q gives you, prior to the game and post game. And that's why it's a team game. That's why you carry 22, 23 guys is when guys come up sick or guys come up hurt or, somebody needs a breather. You got somebody there, to take their position. But, Corey Crawford's had a terrific year, Rowan, Anna. He's been so good. I think he's probably fallen in a category of a lot of other Blackhawk players here as of late, just looking a little tired and, you gotta find a way to get some wins here, and the Blackhawks get a
and
great
be ready,
opportunity.
Be ready for the playoffs. All right, very quickly, our dear friends at ExpressBet.com that you and I both represent.
Yes,
they want to know who we like in the Rebel tomorrow.
hey, Ro, let me just tell you this: all I'm worried about tomorrow is the 8th race at Gulfstream tomorrow. A horse. Partly owned by yours truly, is running at Gulfstream tomorrow in the 8th race. So that's the only race I'm looking forward to tomorrow at Gulfstream. The name of the horse is Hoosier Drama.
Who's Your Drama?
Great name.
Just like Hoosier Daddy, but Hoosier Drama.
Who's Your Drama? All right.
Hoosier.
Hoosier drama.
No.
Who's your drama?
Got it.
Yeah, there okay. we go. All right. And we'll be looking through that. I say, by the way, the winner of the Rebel tomorrow is Cupid. Cupid is the winner of the Rebel tomorrow, in case you're wondering.
I will be getting my feet wet. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
See ya. All right. There goes Edzo.